tension showing on Tottenham's face. One dart could give them the world championship.
Ballista Bar, Kirkcaldy. 12 years earlier, a frothy pint and a cash till.
The experience that started me on the road to a dart career happened in the Lister. One night, I was sitting with my pint, and a team match was going on. They announced they needed another player. I was roped in. Some people call it the whitewash. In Scotland, it's the granny. I was humiliated. I vowed to myself that would never happen again. I got an old dartboard, so I just kept practising and practising, day and night. You get that way when you're on the dole. You've got all the time in the world to be single-minded.
In 1982, Jockey Wilson won the first of two World Championships.
Jockey Wilson. Jockey Wilson, champion of the world.
Have you won any big money this year?
I've won a few quid.
Yeah! Jockey's the champion!
A barroom crowd applauding. A beaming jockey with the championship trophy. Based on his own words, this is his story. Jockey Wilson said, the third dart thudding into the treble 20 bed for a score of 180. A rocky shoreline.
In the southeast corner of the county and looking out on the North Sea is Kirkcaldy.
There's no prouder son of the land tune than John Thomas Wilson. It's where I belong. And now perhaps I have a wee part in the history of the tune.
Yeah, he gets it! He's done it again! The magic little Scotsman! What a player!
Kirkcaldy sits looking out over the Forth. Grey sea, grey houses. Take a walk around the tune and you might not see much to excite the design council. Imagine the scene. Winter time, late 70s. I think of my wife. Where is she this frosty morning? At the time, Malvina was scrabbling in the field picking tatties. Her prospects were nil, and she was doing her bit to keep the home going. My dad's gave me a bit of fun, took my mind off things. I couldn't get away from the dole.
A photo of tussle-haired jockey from the 1970s.
If you're ever in Kirkcaldy, there are one or two pubs in town.
One system, I've never tried that lager stuff. What do you try that lager stuff? What a taste it. Could have drank a whole lot in a one. Damn good.
Aye. You'll maybe bump into my pal, Jimmy Scarvin. He is fond of a pint, so be sure to buy him one. Me and Jimmy used to play for the same pub team. And he can tell you one or two funny stories about Jockey Wilson.
That's Jockey there. Sitting for the right. That's myself in the front with the trophy. The youth in all the faces. No, it's lovely to see that picture, actually. Jockey never had a hate his eye skinned. Because he was on the dole a lot of the times, you know. A wee scruff.
In the early days, I was a bit scruffy, no money, hardly any teeth, long hair, you know. I was a bit untidy in that, but there again, you only learn in life.
I've had ups and downs all my life. Me and my younger brother, we were in the children's home.
My mother and father had separated, so really, it wasn't for being a bad boy or that, but that's life. Yeah, and if anybody's watching it there that's used to look after me, I've done well, haven't I?
When I left school, I
laboured on the building sites, filleted fish, I've done a few jobs, but I've never really had any qualification, you know.
He was in the army for a couple of years, and then he come out of the army, he was in the pit for a while. He wasn't a lazy person, not in the least. Couldn't wait till September, October, till the tatty season came in. And the people in here used to call him Black Jock, because he was all covered in tatties or something. That's how he got by sometimes. Eh? But it was mainly wee bits of jobs on the side, you know. Didn't tell the dough, because he was working on the quiet. And, but he very seldom had much poor buggers, eh? Until he got later on, he didn't have much at all.
Contemporary footage of the High Street Kirkcaldy. A red double-decker passes by the major department stores. Patrick Chaplin, Dr. Darts.
This is my darts archive. I'm the only person who's got a PhD in darts, and I think this is the largest archive of darts-related materials. In this particular file, this will contain a few photographs of the man himself. This is a very early photograph of a young jockey in the early part of his career, who's just won the Fife Super League individual men's title. That was always said that it was the one thing that a working class man or woman, that they could become a national champion, was by playing darts.
An enthusiastic sellout crowd.
For the amateur dart thrower, this is Valhalla. A day for toasting champions whose praises are sung but seldom.
It was an opportunity for working class people, and they, by and large, most dart players are working class. And there's no other sport that can take somebody from a public bar and then make them a world champion.
A page about England v Scotland.
There we have a player who's clearly Joggy Wilson, but he's referred there as Scottish star Eric McLean.
The mislabeled photo in the article. A view across Kirkcaldy and the sea.
Darts was, well, it was the thing in Kirkcaldy, without a doubt. Darts was a working man's sport, the poor man's recreation, if you like. And it was a pub sport.
Several of the pubs.
They had loads and loads of people that was able to go to pubs, factories and dockworks, ships coming in, miners. So they had a hell of a lot of pubs. Everybody wanted to play darts. There was so many pubs had teams. The right person at the right time in the right place.
Jockey in a crowd of pub-going darts players.
I realised I had a genuine knack for the game. A darts player could get a game in any pub at any time. This was fun. I really look forward to seeing the boys. We've got some good players.
Jimmy's in the Gunner Club.
This is the games room. And it was really busy at that time. And this was two boards there at that time. The dart boards was always full. A jockey came up here. A lot of nice people came in here, a lot of good dart players as well.
Wally Burness.
That's me there. I must have been 18 there. So he must have been about 24, 25 maybe. Jockey, he just got better and better. Could maybe play 25 to 50 games a night. He played pub league against good players, and that's when he shone through.
John Cook, Scottish darts team manager.
He was just a talent. See, he was gifted right from the beginning, you could say that. That was Jockey, the way back in 78. Jockey was really passionate. Jockey did not like to get beat. Make no mistake about that.
These are men very much of their communities. You could walk into your local pub, and most of these pubs had their own darts teams with very, very good darts players. So not only was it a sport that was born of its working class roots, it's remained completely true to it, and it's remained part of working class pub local community culture.
what you seen was what you got with Jockey. Jockey wasn't in a good mood, you knew he wasn't in a good mood. But he played better darts when he was in a bad mood.
Just an absolute talent.
Well, I played him my very first year in Kirkcaldy Darts. I got beat in the final by him, 3-2. Oh, it was devastating, but I was greeting in the ring. He made it up.
Jockey was really good. I can mind one time we were practising, him and me was practising, like, you know, and he was standing at the board throwing his darts.
Rap Smith. He's the Scottish team captain. Rab has a fine record against the top players and has done wonders for Scottish darts.
And he threw his first dart and he didn't run the top and away and he just done that. Treble 20. Just casual, like, you know, no earnest or that, just through and talking at the same time, you know. But that's practice, you know.
He got really good, again. And he just took over, really.
Images of Jockey celebrating his wins and holding up silver trophies.
He was in the final of the Scottish in Edinburgh. Jockey had no clothes to go to the final. So we got a patent leather shoes, a pair of trousers that was held up with a piece of string, and off he went. And Julie won it.
Jockey Wilson lifts the dart to eye level and lets fly with an accuracy that's taken the man who was an unemployed miner in Kirkcaldy straight to the bullseye of competitions.
That will do! Beautiful! First leg to Jockey Wilson.
The end of the competition, bullseye, and that's the first one we've had.
I love it. It's great. You get a laugh and a carry on with the people and that's it, isn't it? I mean, they're paying to come and watch you playing, you've got to entertain them. It's great, and it's great when you get paid for something that you like doing.
Butlins, 1979.
My first few months as a professional were no bed of roses. Look what happened when I won one of my first big prizes. I played in a Grand Masters at Butlins. Got to the quarters and won £500.
Staff in their red coats. A line of holiday camp chalets.
Somebody from the social saw me win. Next thing I know, they've gone and stopped my dole.
A rain-washed street. A sign reads, George Hall, please ring. Gold lettering on iron gates. A pub sign with darts with St George's cross flight above a crown. Then an enamel badge of Jockey.
Jockey on the uppie. Filling cookie. Yeah.
Bobby George. A great entertainer, the sequined shots.
Eat your heart out, Christian Dior.
The unorthodox shots. Bobby's one of the few players who throws right-handed but sights the dart with his left eye. I first met him in 1978. Back in my struggling days, he was a godsend with advice and companionship. It was Bobby who persuaded me to try professional darts.
First time I met John, he had no money, he was skint. And not a pot, he didn't have a penny on him when I met him and he's in London. I was, you know, what's he going to do at night? He walked around the shops or something, he ain't got no money. I liked him, he was a funny, he made you smile, me laugh a bit. He was a great dart player and he didn't know it. I knew it. And I called him the Bumblebee. I said, well, a Bumblebee, the size of his body, but in physics, he can't fly because his wings are too small for his body. But he does, and the reason why he flies is because he don't know he can't. And that's what I call Jockey. He was like a bumblebee, he didn't care. You couldn't say he's not going to win, he just kept throwing. Until the referee said, game, shot, and he'd go, oh, whoever won it. Oh, it's a make me laugh, oh my God. He was just that way, the bumblebee. And I became a good mate. Darts was a lot on television then, lads, and we came our sole names.
It all started, really, when controller BBC Two was looking to fill his schedule. In those days, BBC Two used to close down at half past 11 in the morning after play school and open up at 7 o'clock at night. So you had this great wad of time. And the controller was now looking for more indoor sports to fill BBC Two up with. He wanted the World Darts Championship. The best players in the world playing for the biggest prize in the game.
A very good evening. We're here to cover this brand new tournament, £10,500 to be won.
It was the 78 World Championship covered by the BBC that really got top darts to the public.
10 double tops, double tops that take the world's major prize. Yes!
God, I remember sitting at home in Kirkcaldy and just aching to be there.
They come to see more than sport. They come to see sport that is also entertainment. Yes! In our Matador element.
Standing by for cutaways, yes.
It grew massively.
Yeah, let's see what the viewing figures are, actually. We can't wait to see. I'll give
you... You got your face thrown a dart. Everyone knew you.
It was obvious to me the next step in my career was to get up in front of the cameras and take on the best.
Good evening, and tonight we have the Scotland official number one, Jockey Wilson.
Throws very fast, Jockey Wilson, often too fast, and seems to find it difficult to keep consistent form on the big occasions.
Jockey was different. He threw the darts a little bit quicker, and it was quite difficult to cover.
And the pride of Kirkcaldy, Jockey Wilson.
There's a player coming to the board and you've no idea whereabouts on the board he's going.
Really hard at them.
In the box, Sid Waddell and Tony Green play a double-hander. While one commentates, the other, reading the mind of the player, calculates the arithmetic options for the cameraman.
He'd say, I think he's going for number two. And off the camera would trot to number two and I'd be looking at Jockey's eyes every once to see if he was going up that way. And if he did, off I went.
Jockey had no fear. So he just keep throwing. The jockey, they say he couldn't make a dart play because he snatches.
And you can watch for yourselves, Jockey's got a tendency to snatch at the dart, particularly the last one, when he's under pressure.
First one, like that.
There's the snatch.
A lot of people have been saying Jockey Wilson hasn't thrown his best arrows yet.
Now, I admit I'm not the most elegant man on the hockey. I pitch forward as I throw, my shoulders move awkwardly, and I alter my grip sometimes to snatch at the dart. I've seen myself do this on the telly and tried to stop.
They're both looking extremely hot indeed on that 60.
I've never seen anyone quite lunge the third dart as Jockey did. He threw his entire body at the board.
Wilson with a much jerkier action.
The snatch was just part of the way he played darts.
Tops. The snatch again.
He was only a short man. And I think that's where the snatch came from. Jockey threw it from round here.
Tony O'Shea, three-time World Darts finalist.
As often as not, when he did snatch the dart, it went in treble 20 or the double.
Well, that's a handful. They're loving this.
180. It was phenomenal.
What do you do for relaxation? Just drink pints of vodka. That'll do me.
Drink. He used to drink heavy stuff, the vodka. And he'd drink a lot of beer. He'd drink a pint of vodka, honestly. Like a beer drink, he'd like beer. Oh.
Bobby George imitates Jockey.
And he used to do it. You go.
Jockey, I read somewhere that for you to be at your very best, you need 8 vodkas and Coke.
I wouldn't say that you're a liar, Frank, but you're not far off it.
The drink that he took, I mean, I couldn't have done that and played darts. Not a hope.
Ach, most darts players put away a few lagers of vodkas before a game. In the old days, I desperately needed the money, so I was tense when I played darts. I was so uptight and keen to do well that I often had a drop too much to drink.
But Jockey was quite nervous. One tournament, he was up, bloody drunk, he fell off the stage.
Alcohol and darts, a perfect marriage. You had numerous sponsors coming on board.
You need a beer there. You need your fags over there. You worked out that you played good darts with 3 pints down the Brewer's Arms, right? So a pint you'll have, and if you're going well, you'll have a sip. They get going. And it's purely the fact that that's the way they played well before.
I'm a bit nervous. I'll try my best.
He did drink a lot. He's probably down to nerves, to be honest, because he's a quiet man. And to bring himself out of his shell, I mean, drink was the obvious way to do it.
He was one of the few people I've ever met in this world who could play darts to a fantastic level when he was roaring.
Double top. Yeah! Jockey's the champion! And don't he look happy? Aha! Good old Jock!
Well, how does that affect you? I mean, how do you think that would affect you in the long term if you're playing five, six nights a week?
Well, I know it's not very good for my health and that.
Jockey having a drink during different matches. A pint glass filling up.
I think I could compete with John and Eric. My luck's just done and I've got a wee bit of time on my hands. I could only get better.
To win double 11!
Yeah! It all happened for me in the early 80s. Knew I was up there with the real darts professionals. It was like a dream. It was certainly a long way from the Dole office in Kirkcaldy.
Jockey Wilson wins £3,000. He is the British Open champion, Jockey Wilson of Scotland.
There's Jockey, who's clearly ecstatic at the British Open of 1982. And there he is, a 31-year-old professional whose exceptional career needs only a world title such as the Embassy to take it to the highest level. This is a original copy of the programme for the Embassy World Professional Darts Championship, held in 1982, and basically what changed his entire future.
Illuminated purple lampshades at the tables inside the venue.
For 1 week a year, the yellow brick road leads here. The big one.
Jolly's Cabaret Club.
Good evening from the Embassy Darts Championship of the World, where it's a full house.
Inside, the lights are low, the seats are plush, and they do a roaring trade in booze.
Jolly's nightclub, it was phenomenal. It's a terrific atmosphere. Be world champion, that was the big thing.
The top 32 players from all over the world are gathering in Stoke this week, and the students of form are having a field day.
Well, everybody in Kirkcaldy would have been watching, eh? You can imagine the atmosphere, Ken.
Will it be a big payout to Scotland's British professional champion, Jockey Wilson? Or will the big guns get their names back in the record books?
Either way, how do you topple Bristol?
Kirkcaldy didn't have a lot to shout about. The man was a hero to me, eh?
Margaret Thatcher had become Prime Minister in 1979, and within a couple of years, a lot of these communities began to feel her heel on their necks.
Kevin McKenna, journalist.
There was deindustrialisation, the fight with the mine workers. Very quickly, it became evident that whoever won, or rather whoever lost, the consequences for them and their communities would be dire. And I think when you had sports stars coming from these areas, they carried, probably unfairly, they carried the hopes and aspirations and pride of people in these communities.
There was 1,200 folk around Jolly's Hill, getting Jolly's nightclub. That's what I held, 1,200 people. So you can imagine, and you've got two Barmy Scots long way on, again, shouting for somebody for Kirkcaldy.
I'm glad I was there, put it that way. Again, it was a moment that you could see I was there. In the practice room, it was practice, practice, practice.
In 82, when it came round to that final, I have to be honest, I expected to beat him.
My opponent, John Lowe, treats the whole business like a scientist, trying to put rockets on the moon.
John practicing today.
His concentration on the board is total. He rarely blinks once he's taken his stance. It's as though he's trying to hypnotise you.
Full of anticipation of this great final in just a few moments' time.
Even watching it yet, you get nervous,
you're more nervous than them. You can.
That little mighty at him, the Kikoni kid from Scotland.
Now, it's probably best not to do too much thinking before a world thing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Jockey Wilson?
But God, I must admit my mind was on the 6,500 and on the millions watching on TV.
Come on, Jockey. Come on, listen, my man.
The pub crowd of today are watching the 82 final. Jockey's disappointed by his throwing.
Not getting it together at the moment, Jockey. Glow definitely are more consistent.
I know that Jockey and his pal Bobby George were up late into the night having tactical talks about this match.
Bobby's re-watching on a tablet.
Just a wee bit of distraction.
You only hear the crowd when you're playing bad.
85.
That was us sitting. There, that's my missus there. I think my wife's leg underarm was black and blue by the time I was finished, because I was gripping, you can't, because you're throwing every dart for them, you know what I mean, eh?
Jockey's lining up a maximum. The local audience now and the crowd then.
You certainly can detect the set. He's got it, double 18.
Yeah! And superb game shot. A 1-4-1.
Yes, Jockey Evans.
If John doesn't win this set, Jockey becomes world champion. Double 16 now. On the wire.
John misses.
9-4.
The tension showing on Jockey's face.
So good, mate. Final two or three darts, it was absolutely excruciating.
He's trying to keep his cool.
The pub crowd watch as Jockey, in slow motion, slaps his thigh. He raises his gaze to the dartboard. He's leading 4-3 over John Lowe.
I was drained of effort and just about in tears. I never dreamed that I'd be here. Didn't he snatch John?
A still image of Jockey, ready to throw.
One dart could give him the world championship.
He throws. The action freezes. With Jockey Wilson flights, the darts arrowing towards the board. It lands perfectly in the double 16 bed.
Yeah! And the tears on borrow, the tears of pride, they'll be singing, they'll be hiling, flinging all over Scotland for this lad. Didn't he do well?
Jockey takes the acclaim of the crowd.
Jumping up and down there, Bobby.
All right, I've learned it. Oh, I feel so pleased for John. Call him John, not Jockey.
Well, that's his name.
I think that gives me a kick seeing him play darts like that. I mean, when 2 years ago, he said, "Cool, I wish I could throw darts like you, Bob." And then he can teach me. I'm watching him.
Jockey Wilson!
Scotland should be proud of him.
It's really marvellous, especially for being the first Scotchman to win. It was even, it's unbelievable.
He was adamant he was going home, we weren't going back to the hotel. And we just all piled in the car and I kept saying to him, "You've done it, you've done it." To the left at the bottom, here's the Lister Bar. Now I go up. This is where it all started. Travelled up overnight, he just wanted to get back to his family and show his cup off. It was fair chuff with that.
pandemonium. It was a great time for Kirkcaldy, to be honest.
I was based in the Lister Barracks, where I was playing all my darts. Came back to the pub, it was packed, full. It was marvellous. The reception I got was out of this world. God, I've never seen nothing like it in my life. It got to me and I started to cry, you know. I didn't know I had so many friends, to be honest.
Jockey couldn't wait to get back to Malvern. He was that chuffed to getting up. He couldn't wait to get home to tell Malvern and everything. Yeah. But that's a typical picture. You can how you would think of Jockey. His belly hanging over his trousers. Eh? Oh, they were a nice couple. They were a close couple. Malvern was just a nice woman. She was a character. She was at Argentine till she was 12, I think. I'm sure, well, she was cried after the islands, eh, the Malvinas. She was a great person.
Presumably, the financial rewards must be greater because you are the world champion.
Well, it's not actually just winning it. It's the sponsorships and that involves. I've been on the phone to my manager, and it's never stopped ringing for work, so I'm going to enjoy it. And I think I'll make a lot of money this year.
He made his name. Everybody knew Jockey. Literally everybody. You walk down the street and say, do you know Jockey Wilson? They say, oh, that's that guy who plays darts on TV. They absolutely loved him.
They wanted him to win. He had the people following him to win.
Every place we went, he was always welcome. Hallelujah, you can.
Dexy's Midnight Runners on Top of the Pops, performing Jackie Wilson Said in front of an image of Jockey.
I've never had money, now I'm getting it. I'm not making me any big headache. I'm making a good a few bob now, but I'm just the same Jackie Wilson.
Now he's world champion. He was going to get all sorts of offers from all sorts of people, and Jockey would take them all.
Bullseye for the whole thing! Yeah!
A victorious Jockey punches the air. A quick succession of images of him winning and enjoying his celebrity.
Here is Jockey transformed from dart slob to heart throb.
Question of sport.
From darts, there's Jockey Wilson, the champion of the world.
He nods and smiles. Jockey exercising in a gym, then being covered in lard. Patrick has a set of Jockey's arrows.
Jockey's darts would be making a great deal of money.
He was massive. We used to have TV companies in the high street, like Ready Views, and I'd see it on the TV and rush home so I could watch it. But I always loved him like you. He had this great, big, massive smile. You know what I mean?
Bill Taylor, 16-time World Darts Champion. The Russell Harty Show.
We start tonight in Kirkcaldy, home of the now-celebrated dartist who's called Jockey Wilson.
Sid Wardell is with Jockey.
Now, has it been a good year, Jockey?
Well, I think I've had a very good year. I'm quite happy the way things have went.
Have you won any big money this year?
I've won a few quid.
You're not badly off, are you?
Well, I'm a lot better off now than what I was, say, 3 years ago.
You're also a lot better off now than you were when you were set out as a child.
Well, I've had a hard upbringing, Russell.
He really gulped it in. Sort of as if he was pinching himself. You know, is this real? That was the impression I got, as if he couldn't believe it.
After my win in 82, the bookings came in thick and fast. We had no money in the old days. Darts had given us our big chance. It would be stupid to miss out on it. And I'm trying to make as much as I can because, quite simply, it might not last. You live out of a suitcase. You might see the wife and kids once a fortnight, but you have to grin and bear it. You're an entertainer.
A standing ovation to the reigning world champion, British professional champion, Jockey Wilson.
Bob Anderson, 1988 World Darts Champion.
In the early 80s, the life of a professional dart player was pretty hectic. There were numerous television tournaments. And then there was the exhibition work.
Well, the exhibitions was the bread and butter. Obviously, there was no guarantees with tournaments. You had to perform and play well to win the big prizes, but exhibition work, you get paid basically by the pub, the club or the brewery or whatever to turn up and play the Joe Public.
100.
You were away from home. It was a difficult time, but it was a lot of fun at the same time.
So with 21 games and 2 hours play ahead, what's the pressure on for Jockey?
It's really a night out with the lads. We're here to entertain them.
A lot of travelling, a lot of exhibitions, and he'd always be the last one out of the venue at the night. He enjoyed the hospitality of the landlords, let's say.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you tell me why it is that darts players have to be fuelled by beer? What does it do for you?
Well, to be honest, I do drink quite a lot, because I've seen me going in front of the TV cameras and maybe having one over the top. Yeah. But I'll be all right from now on, hopefully.
Me and Juggy used to do exhibitions, went to America together. I used to share a room with him, and I'll be sharing a room with him, and I'm going to sleep, and then there's a match strike. Snoring away. 10 minutes later, he used to smoke 20 fags when he's asleep. At night, he used to wake up and smoke one. He couldn't see the room, it's all cloudy.
I know I'm working too hard. Sometimes I'm ill, tired and out of sorts. But when I get a fag going and have a wee drink, the thrill of the game is still there for me. I hope it always stays like that.
It has changed a lot. I mean, I've got one house now. Now I've got a new, nice set of teeth and that. Thanks to the TV Times for supplying them for me. Thank you very much, David.
Yeah. Are you better with them in or out?
Well...
No!
Jockey takes his top set out on the chat show.
The trouble with Jockey is that he was a target, you know, especially the red tops. Stupid, smashed and sick. World champion Jockey Wilson's appeal against a £1,000 fine and a three-month ban. Dismissed. He was such a character that if he did anything wrong, the popular press would seize on it. And this is the Sun. He slaps a fan as crowd bay for blood, and he yells a four-letter word. Sports greedy Mr. Big hides us a fortune from the taxman.
You're one of the most popular people in the sport.
I'm just a down-to-earth person. I get a little bit crack here and then for the press and whatever, but if they're talking about me, they're leaving somebody else alone, you know? Would
you say you're didn't like to be well-known. That's the shyness in it. I mean, you know, he didn't like the limelight. He wasn't outgoing as a person. He didn't know what to say, or he couldn't. It just didn't. It's out of his depth.
Argentinians demonstrating their support for the Malvinas with flags and newspaper front pages.
The sinking of HMS Sheffield and the bombing of the Welsh Guards at Bluff Cove lifted the British death toll to 250.
Jockey's wife.
Malvinas still has an Argentinian passport. I got stuck through that with a Falklands war. There were some nasty anonymous letters there who's harping on about Malvina being Argentinian by birth. One was addressed to Malvina Perón.
Jimmy.
Somebody shouted when he was just going to throw. What about the Malvinas, Jockey? He came. As your wife supporting Argentina, I came 500-600 people there. Wasn't very nice, actually.
That's wrong. It's nothing to do with anything.
They've got their hands shut from their eyes, their ears. Jockey wants double 10. Yeah! And look at the grins. It's going to be smash and spend in 10 grand, Jockey.
The money came too quick. He didn't again how to handle it. Oh, it got ripped off something terrible.
Patrick's going through his records.
This is a newspaper cuttings that referred to Jockey Wilson's case that was brought against him by his former manager. Don't wind me up, Jockey says to the judge. Most of the time he approached me when I was under the influence. Whatever case Jockey made was lost, and it cost him in total around about between 80 and 85,000.
He wants double top.
As far as Jockey was concerned, a drink was part of his job. But by the end of the night, he was a different Jockey Wilson.
Jockey slips
His game was explosive, and he was explosive as a person. He could change just like that.
And Jockey Wilson's face says it all.
There were times when he was not the easiest man to get on with.
And there does seem to be some controversy.
So he was pretty difficult at times.
Well, he does burn on a short fuse, this little fella.
When he had a drink, he changed. He was more aggressive.
And, oh, well, Wilson refused the handshake, and that suddenly has soured the whole occasion.
And that was Jockey, because they were two different people. He was the Jockey that was a terrific dart player, and then a very insecure person off the board.
You can't keep everybody happy. I find that's the most difficult part of being the world champion. I enjoy it, but you can't please everybody.
Probably an hour later, he wouldn't remember who he'd played, let alone what the result was.
I mean, obviously, I have some bad nights, and I've got to behave myself because I've been had a hard upbringing, and so I've got to watch my language and whatnot, you know what I mean? And it's very difficult. That's the problem, my main problem.
In the morning, he wasn't like that. He was really polite. You wouldn't think he was the same person.
First thing Jockey did was go around and apologise.
Knocking on the doors, and whoever come to the door, he'd say, did I upset you last night?
He didn't know what he was apologising for, but he was sure he'd done something the night before that demanded an apology. And quite often it did, sadly.
That's Ace Jockey in pub night. What would he know about dealing with the news of the world and the Sun if there's been a bit of gossip about him? Few of us would have the tools to deal with that. I think we threw Jockey to the wolves.
Kevin McKenna.
The pressure must have been terrible. Again, going into big championships, again, wondering if he's going to let Scotland down, if he's going to let himself down, he's going to let his family down, his pals down, you can. I mean, it must have been hellish, the pressure.
It's my life. I'm entitled to do what I want to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1989 Embassy World Professional Darts Championship. Please welcome Pride of Scotland, Jockey Wilson.
Jockey raises his arms briefly, then gives a thumbs down, followed by pointing at his head. He makes his way to the stage.
I think I've done it right this year. It's going to be some game. Just remember, Jockey's not going to give up, and you better believe it.
England's own Eric Bristow!
The continuing battle against Eric Bristow, where Jockey says, I should have chinned Bristow 100 times to silence him. To which Eric has replied on the same page, chin me, the way Wilson is playing now, he would miss.
It hasn't taken professional darts long to get into the sporting big time. The world-class players have now started insulting each other, just like real sportsmen.
Well, I think it's been terrible what Eric Bristow's been saying since he became the world champion again, and I think it's bloody ridiculous, and he should get pulled up for doing it.
I didn't say he was a fat pig, I said he was sweating like a pig, Jockey, referring to Jockey, and truth usually hurts.
Eric didn't go a lot on Jockey, because Jockey, he found it hard to beat Jockey. He can give Jockey all the wind-up, but he didn't care, you know?
Who the hell does he think he is? Yeah, it's a great player, but so is Jockey Wilson. But he thinks nobody's near him, and I think he's wrong to do that.
Looking from his point of view, he's got to get in the paper somewhere anyway, because he's not winning nothing.
He wasn't over-keen on him, Jockey Wilson. He was over-keen on Eric. I can't say what he used to call him, so...
The Embassy Royal Professional Finals.
It's the best of 11 sets. First to six is the winner.
Yes!
Jockey's old friends are watching.
182!
A composed Jockey continues in the same vein.
182!
He keeps piling on the pressure. A Jockey Wilson dart landing in the treble 20 bed.
I tell you, the final was something else. I should have won 6-0.
100 and 80s.
Some in the crowd are on their feet. A bullseye for Jockey.
This guy has become a folk hero who Scots people love. Scots heroes who have a reputation beyond Scotland. So even those who had never picked up a dart, had never seen darts, who would never have expected to be talking about darts, suddenly were all over this wee guy.
Top for the set. Yes!
Yes! That's the first set!
What's he going to do about that?
The 89 final was one of the best finals. It was exciting. Jockey went ahead 5-0. And he told reporters afterwards that somebody up there is looking after me.
Double top.
60.
Will he try double nine?
But I gave Eric a chance to bloody come back at me.
Double nine it is. He's got it as well, the breakthrough's on.
I thought I was beat the way he come back.
Jockey sweats, knows it was his. Double top.
There's always a problem in darts. If somebody starts to catch up with you, you do tend to lose your focus a little bit.
Yes!
I struggled. I was snatching. I was sweating.
Double five.
I ran out of steam.
Breakthrough time.
Oh, thank you again.
Scots always
fun. Good night.
The more tense it became, the more that it was at stake, the closer the match became.
Jockey snatches at his shot.
125.
Lakeside jumper. Risto wants double 16 for 5-4.
Eric misses.
Giving his fans heart attacks.
16 score.
It's the wrong bet.
It was brilliant to watch.
World title, double 18.
68 score.
I think he miscounted. He did.
He went for the wrong double.
He miscounted, went for the wrong double.
I couldn't believe it. I should have went for 36, and I went for tops.
He miscounted. He wanted double 18 for the title, and he went for double top.
I don't know what went through my mind.
Save the match.
Thank you.
To save a cracket match. He's got to get the bull, I think. And he's got it!
He had this steely determination, he had this iron-hard nerve in the white heat of the most tense battles.
Double 10 to take the title.
Oh, he missed it again. John.
The old friends watch as Jockey takes aim for the double 10 out. In slow motion, he launches the dart.
Yes!
As Eric offers his hand, Jockey sinks to his knees. The winning throw.
What a match! What a brilliant darts match!
The friends relive the World Championship moment. Jockey raises the trophy to the cheering crowd. He gives it a kiss and camera flashes go off. A blazer-clad official leads a beaming Jockey to the backstage area. The winner has a firm hold of the silver cup. Now he's being interviewed alongside Eric Bristow.
But it could happen to a nicer fellow.
Exactly, I think we're all. It would be a great final, and it would have been great for either of you to have won, but I'm sure you're right, there's a lot of popular support for Jockey Wilson.
We'll keep trying this all stages. Yeah.
The 1989 World Championship was Jockey's last tournament victory. A pint glass filling up.
I prefer a few pints before I play.
Before?
Yes.
I just went back. You know, you have to close one eye.
No, I keep both eyes on. I would just wish they would leave us alone. Just because we like a few pints, it's not the end of the world.
What does the doctor say?
Don't smoke, don't drink. I'm saying I'm as well stop breathing. So what do you do?
One leg away from defeat is Wilson. He sweats, he wipes his brow.
It was quite snapping him because he was starting to sweat when he was on tournaments as well.
Look at the sweat off Wilson.
We played pairs together and he kept saying, Phil, I can't walk, you know, I'm shattered. I said, Jock, I think you're diabetic. I'm not. I said, I think, well, it was F off. Because I had diabetes in my family, my wife, my kids, and you're knackered, you're drinking water, you can't concentrate.
He misses!
I said, go see your doctor.
Well, I've always drunk, you know, and the doctor told me to cut it in half. But there again, if you have two or three pints, you want a bucket fit. Well, I do. So the only way around that was to stop drinking altogether. It's been very hard, like.
There's a mistake on the scoring.
Times I tend to take one over the top.
Spelling out the rules. Force from the crowd. Jockey problems.
It was tiring him more than anything. Kind of was getting listless quite easy.
Top needed. Double 10. Oh!
This is the embassy. It's a world championship. I won it twice, and I'm not being a defeatist. I got beat fair and square this evening. But I'll tell you something. If this is the way they run darts, I'll tell you something. I don't want to come back again.
He couldn't be Jockey Wilson anymore. You know, he couldn't have his drink when he was on the stage. Couldn't have his cigarette when he was on the stage. So it's kind of, he just couldn't be himself anymore. Yeah. And that's... Then, when you knew then, it's taking its toll now, eh? All the years of back and forth, cigarettes, drink, you can. But it was a drink culture, that was a thing.
Jockey had a tough time, and he faced the same pitfalls as we all faced. Some of us were lucky enough to walk round them. Jock, unfortunately, didn't.
In 1995, he played his last game of professional darts.
He just disappeared off of the face of the earth, and I think it was the combination of those things that just sent him back home.
He just quit. He just made his mind up that he'd not just retired, but he'd finished with everybody. I mean, everybody.
Oh, I enjoyed it while it lasted. But that's life, eh? I just didn't know it in me. My mind wasn't right. I said to myself, I'll just have to get out of this because I can't handle it anymore. I've got diabetes, arthritis, and I'm on tablets for depression. No money, no trade, no prospects. 46 years old, and I'm all washed up. So I parked it in and came home.
Jimmy gets out of a car.
Aye, this is Jockey's old street, Collier Street. He wanted back here and he came back. Jockey stayed down there on the right-hand side. But I didn't see him as often. He didn't come out that much.
He just locked himself away in his house. I know people went round to try and talk to him and he used to lift the letterbox up and tell him to go away.
He never talked to anyone. I think he had enough of people close to him that done him a lot of kipper, really. Ruined him.
It was very sad, very sad. I sense he was an extremely proud man and didn't want to be helped.
I can understand where he's coming from, no wanting to see anybody. He'd be embarrassed, although you can, because going for fame to obscurity, so to speak, you can.
There we see Jockey is on the rocks, telling the news of the world there that he will never throw a dart again. And he always blamed himself for his downfall. He would not blame anybody else. He actually said, you know, I take full responsibility of where, you know, for me being where I am.
I was sports editor at the Scotsman, who did want to track him down to get his story. We got one of our best writers to go into that community in Kirkcaldy and just to try and sit down with him or get some words with him. And he just was not for appearing.
In 2011, a German film student attempted to track Jockey down. Kirkcaldy man.
He never sees nobody or that, eh? You know, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is with him now, eh?
Are you his wife?
You know, aye.
Nice to meet you.
Unfortunately, aye.
You must be Malvina.
Aye.
All right.
Aye, that's me. That's me. Aye. We just came back here, eh? Back home, eh? So, and this is home. You know? So, we're back home.
The earlier photo of a smiling jockey beside his wife.
Marvin and I can get by with what we get off the social. I don't care if I never pick up a dart again. I just want to be left alone.
I remember Malvina, she says, I don't care where I live, as long as he's happy. She just didn't care, like, as long as he was okay.
One of the touching aspects of this was that people in his community were very protective of him as well. It's almost like he had come back to them.
An image of Jockey on the club door.
It was probably unsaid, but almost these communities, these people who had grown up with him, realised that he needed them now.
I just wanted to get back amongst my own. I feel comfortable here. I have no regrets.
It just went, seemed to go down the hill. And then I got the word that it passed away.
Jimmy. Jockey died aged 62 on 24th of March 2012. The cause of death was chronic lung disease. Bobby's holding his tablet.
Isn't it nice to look back though, eh? Because they're still here when you look back. You think they're still here, don't you? Please. Yeah, I knew him probably better than anyone really in darts. He travelled the world with me. He used to take a suitcase with him, nothing in it, a pair of socks. No, I couldn't believe it. I said, is it your case? He said, yeah. I said, light in it, nothing in it. He said, there's a pair of socks. I said, is it worth it to bring a case for a pair of socks? We'd win some money and buy some clothes over there, so it's all right.
You'd very clear the hall. Have a safe journey home. Good night and God bless every one of you. Thank you very much.
Jockey heads off. A picture of him from the 1970s labelled Tartan Terror. In the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, cause they hurt a lot.